The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the fourth chapter. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will be all yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day today, this week, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Remember, you are dust, into dust you shall return. Words spoken after confession on Ash Wednesday, as people receive the ash cross imposed on their foreheads as a symbol of cleansing of sin and renewal by God's grace to love God and your neighbor as yourself this church season in Lent. Ash Wednesday, many of you know, began the 40 days of Lent, a penitential church season where we think more intentionally about our sin and trust in God's grace through the 46 days that lead up to Easter. Yes, I said 40 days and then 46 days. My math is not off. We take a day off in Lent each week to worship God because we are resurrection people. Though we die to sin, we live in the hope that is ours in Christ crucified and risen, given freely to us in our baptism, where we are forgiven and raised to a new beginning when we confess our sin, a beginning to once again try to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. We celebrate and worship God that in baptism we have the promise that whatever the week might throw at us, Jesus is with us. And whatever we have fallen short of, what we have done or failed to do, we have a Savior who has already forgiven our sin, overcome death, and raised us to new and eternal life in him in baptism. When we come to the table with nothing to offer, we receive mercy and grace as he feeds us with his own body and blood in, with, and under the bread and the wine in Holy Communion. His own body and blood, which he offered up freely on the cross for the forgiveness of sin, so that all might be reconciled back to God. In Holy Communion, we are renewed, sustained, and sent back into the world, where with Jesus we are enough, and we can begin again and once again turn to God in prayer, asking for help to love more like Jesus. Today's gospel reading tells us of Jesus being led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit after his baptism. After fasting for 40 days, the original Greek for the word translated as temptation tells us Jesus is continuing to be tempted by the devil. at the end of his 40-day fast. Being both human and God, this human nature was subject to temptation so that he might sympathize with us, knowing the temptations we face. Yet his divine nature enabled him to resist that temptation. And the spirit that led him in the wilderness filled him with faith from the Jewish scriptures he knew and was rooted in. Jesus was tempted, yet was without sin. Yet since we are children of a fallen humanity, we fall prey to temptation, and our sin is ever before us, as King David laments in the 51st Psalm. This psalm is used in Ash Wednesday's liturgy. It is a lament psalm that Martin Luther explains addresses the sin of a fallen humanity rather than just individual sin enumerated. King David laments of his sin being ever before God and confronted with the knowledge of his fallen state and his individual sin. Please for God to have mercy on him. Some of you may recall King David found Bathsheba and took her for himself while having her husband sent back out to war to be put to death. Yet David moves from lament to praise, for he trusts in the steadfast love and mercy of his God. From the book, The Fruit of the Soul, Luther, on the Lament Psalms, the psalm talks about the whole sin, the whole of sin, about the root of sin, not merely about the outward work, which springs like fruit from the root and tree of sin. The meaning of David's complaint in verse 5, "Behold, I was conceived in sin, and in sin did my mother conceive me," includes not only adultery, but his whole nature contaminated by sin. Sin is a systemic condition, an inheritance born in us. It is not just a symptomatic manifestation. It is universal, not just individual. It is internal, not merely external. Luther regards David as an outstanding example of the close and causal linkage between individual sinful acts and their root, manner, and nature. So we are not sinners because we commit this or that sin, but we commit them because we are sinners first. David is speaking not merely in his own name, but in the name of humanity as a whole. The particular knowledge of his sins indeed evokes a universal truth of the entire human race. Jesus' temptation in the wilderness was for bread, power, and safety. He was being tempted not toward bread, power, and safety, but away from trust in God and in his identity in God. "If you are the Son of God," the devil tempted him twice with that opening, tempting him to question his identity in God and to not trust that God can provide. "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will be all yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Jesus is in tune to the devil's temptation to undermine his trust in God and in turn his identity in God as a beloved Son of God. So he resists the devil by the power of the Holy Spirit to believe the Jewish scripture he was rooted in, which prophesied his identity and purpose. In our wilderness, we often are tempted away from trusting God in our identity that is in Christ. Rather than believe that God can handle our problems, wants to help us, should help us, is capable of helping us, we rely on ourselves and find our pride bringing us to our knees. Rather than resting in our identity as beloved, forgiven children of God, we focus on our identity that the world gives us, based on our youth, our relationship status, our looks, our job, our test scores, our popularity, our health, our abilities, our labels, you name it. Theologian and pastor David Lowes writes, "Too often Christians have focused on all the things we shouldn't do, instead of pointing us to the gift and grace of our identity as children of God." But the devil knows better. Notice how each of the temptations seeks to erode and undercut Jesus' confidence in this relationship with God, and therefore undermine Jesus' identity. The world gives us plenty of things to tempt us away from trusting God and God's faithfulness to us, even when we have been unfaithful to God. As Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, so we are tempted by the devil in the wilderness. In this interim season between called pastors, in this journey from the mountaintop into the valley, we too are being tempted away from our trust in God to be with and for us, to provide all that we need when we turn to God in prayer, and are tempted to doubt who we are in God. In baptism, beloved, forgiven children of God, on account of Christ crucified and risen. The good news is, like Jesus, we too are led by the Holy Spirit in this wilderness. And because of Jesus' grace, we are enough. Enough to answer the call to serve wherever and whomever the Spirit is calling us to serve. Enough to move forward from disappointment, heartache, our old ways, and begin again through God's grace, with God's help, to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. Each day we have a new beginning when we turn to God and confess our sin and remember our baptism, that we are God's forgiven, beloved children in Christ, crucified and risen. We are enough because of Christ crucified and risen to be secure in God's total provision and promises of forgiveness, God's presence, the community God calls us in and calls us to serve, our call to work for justice and peace in the world, and hope in Jesus' promise of eternal life given to us in baptism, not by anything we've done, but by everything Christ has done for us. In this season of Lent, when we repent, turning to God with a sorrowful heart, let us be filled with confidence in the grace of Jesus that has been bestowed upon us through our baptism, in the absolution we receive after corporate confession, in Holy Communion, in the power of the keys to forgive. Rather than be confused with why we take up the Lenten disciplines of fasting, prayer, additional worship, time for devotion and almsgiving. Let us be confident that we have already received God's grace as a beloved forgiven child in baptism. And through prayer and by the power of the Holy Spirit, rooting ourselves in the Word to resist the devil when he tempts us. May we trust God and trust our identity is secure in Christ. So let it be so. Amen.